Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got some covert intel ready. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is set to release a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Shop the design seen in and inspired by the game. From the same military-style field watch that Troy Marshall wears inside the campaign, to aviator sunglasses pulled from CIA operative Russell Adler's in-game look. This collaboration brings the aesthetics of the new Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift with your purchase. A Movement and Call of Duty Black Ops 6 bottle opener keychain. According to the Wall Street Journal, Movement is on the path to becoming a heritage brand, while Gear Patrol hails their automatic watches as mechanical masterpieces. Own a piece of gaming history. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is this new survey. 36% of adults, so just over a third of adults, say the pub is the best place to start a chat about their problems. So we had to scour News Talk Towers looking for the best man to send on a Friday afternoon pub crawl in the name of research, and we lighted upon Henry McKean, of course. So Henry, tell us more.
Yeah, there wasn't many people dressed up as characters from Clarkson's Farm.
No.
I admit that I was, you know, in a school earlier, and there were lots of people wearing balaclavas, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, really? Tricolour ones? Were they dressed up as the kneecap?
No, I'm not sure what they were, but lots of scary outfits. My son was a demon, but in the pub, I thought there'd be lots of people dressed up, but no, they were just playing themselves, you know, in the pub. And yet you sent me on a pub crawl this Friday afternoon, and the pubs were busy. And this research by Green King, very, very interesting, because many of us do like to share our problems in the pub with the barmaid or barman. And here is a barman that you might be familiar with.
I'm Ender Kuehl from Peter's Pub in Dublin city centre.
Ender, do the patrons share their stories, share their troubles with you?
They do, possibly not as much as they used to, but with mobile phones and that, people get preoccupied with what's going on their mobile phone, so they don't engage quite as much with bar staff as they used to. But they still engage with bar staff, and people will tell you the odd little trouble they had or how they're getting on or what's happened in their family. They share things with you that they might share with everybody.
What do they share?
Oh, all sorts of little different stories about dates and different things and where they've been or where they're going or who they met or different things that happened. I think one of the best ones ever was, there was a gentleman who used to come into my father and myself here many, many years ago. He worked locally, and he was very regular. Every evening after work he'd come in and he'd have the usual drink, and a little whiskey with a chaser. And there was a bit of suspicion that he'd come into money, but nobody knew anything about it. And he was just retired, and people didn't know where the money came from. So about 3 or 4 months later, one evening, he was leaving, and he called my father over, and my father came back roaring laughing, and then he called me over, and he said, "I just want to share a little secret with you." He said, "I won't be around for about 3 months. I'm going on an around-the-world tour." And I said, "Oh, that's great for you. Well done, well done. Enjoy it." And he said, "Don't tell anyone, but the rumour was true that I did win the lotto."
Oh, wow. You won the lotto. That is, look, what would you do if you won the lotto?
I would be like that man. I would tell
nobody. Just have your drink and a little whiskey chaser.
I might tell Ender Keogh, but I wouldn't tell anyone
else.
That's
a great story from Ender there. Actually, it's not quite the lotto, but €200,000 was won in the cash machine today. Life-changing amount of money. We're going to speak to the winner a little bit later. But what about younger people, Henry? Do they share their problems in the pub?
They do, and I'm surprised by this. The young people do share issues with whoever it might be, the lounge staff or each other. And in this particular clip, we hear Boney M in the background. I have to say, I do love a bit of Boney M. And so do the young people. I think it's Daddy Cool. Anyway, we talk about mental health. Here is Brian and Brian.
As far as men's mental health goes, I think the purpose of a pub is, really, it's more of a sit-down thing. You don't even have to have the drink at all. It's more of, you sit down somewhere really warm, you sit down somewhere where you feel comfortable talking about your problems. I feel like a pint can help, but obviously there's people that are teetotal. I feel like there's people that want to listen to each other a lot more over something like a cup of coffee. There's places that you can go for a cup of coffee. Sorry, Boney M's in the background.
I and I do love a bit of Boney M myself.
Oh,
actually.
I do love Boney M myself. And we all do. Oh, we all do. Where I think the premise of men's mental health is just having somewhere you feel comfortable talking about what you really feel like. Some people think that it could be on a hike somewhere, it could be like in the gym, because there's a lot of things where people feel that masculinity is about being as big as possible, as loud as possible. Where I grew up with the concept of be strong enough to be kind, no matter where that was.
And you're from Kerry originally. You're here with your friend, your family are from there. Do you share your issues in the pub?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, even today I shared a bit of my issues, but even just, we all need to find that safe haven where we can be secure and just know how to express ourselves through that. As my dad once said, in like joining into your thing of being kind, my dad gives me this quote, manners cost nothing, but they could buy you a friend. And even then, once you get your friends, you should be feel safe to talk about anything with them, which I definitely put that as a virtue, and I always go to my friends if I ever need that.
All right, so those are the views of younger people in the pub. What about the older generation? Do they share their problems or drink silently?
I mean, the older generation, they do keep their problems to themselves. Some share them, but others just drink and kind of have a bit of banter and kind of slag each other off. I did meet this group of older men. I think they were almost at retirement age, not just yet, including a guy that's really looking forward to the double social welfare payment coming soon. We met in the old triangle.
That's Henry, Sylvester, George, and I don't know the fella's name up there, but they only got out with
you're
today.
Gaga and fucking head, yeah, they're on nuts.
They're your friends. Mad.
They're still fucking mad, but.
Do you share your issues with them?
Yeah, we're all great friends.
Would you talk about your problems with friends in the pub?
No, only with us.
Just with your husband?
Yeah.
Would you chat with the barman or the barmaid about your issues?
Very nice people there, yeah. Very nice. But I have no issues.
You're happy?
The only issue I have is constant drinking.
So you drink too much. And where is home?
Ballymun.
So you came down from Ballymun to be here?
The posh part of Ballymun.
And whereabouts is the posh part?
By Curras.
And you're enjoying that pint?
Guinness is the best Guinness in Dublin here. There's a double dole next week, we're all happy.
So you're looking forward to the double dole?
Yeah, the double dole next week. We're looking forward to double dole next week. Get more Guinness.
I like that when somebody's from Ballymun, they make sure to tell you. I'm from the posh part of Ballymun. The posh part.
There is. There's always Ballymun. A posh part of every
there's a
posh community.
Part of every, there's always and no a matter posh where you part go, of there's someone looking down on someone Kenny. Else, basically. That's what that tells me. Who else did you meet?
I met lots and lots of people, but some of the people that I met were basically colleagues, workmates in the pub.
Having a liquid lunch.
Well, they had every reason to be. They were up for some award and they were down from Monaghan. They were also in the old triangle and they're local back in Monaghan. It's Terry's Bar. Here is one of the lads.
You just land in for a laugh.
Everything's great in Monaghan.
Rosie, yeah.
We just share our memories. As you get older, you know, you tend not to worry about issues, and you share your memories of the past and when you had good times. Because when you go to the pub, it's to be celebrated as opposed to actually think about things that are bringing you down.
And what brings you to the pub today?
Well, these are all colleagues, and we are in Dublin last night to celebrate an award, and we didn't win, but we're here to celebrate the losing of the award.
And what was the award you didn't win?
Lean Business Ireland, and we're not that lean. Hence, probably if we didn't go to the pub, we'd be more lean.
But you're still celebrating.
Celebrating and enjoying each other's company.
Do you talk about your issues in the pub with friends?
No, definitely not. It's not something I bring to the pub. It's something you do like at home, maybe over drinks, but not in the pub.
Why is that?
Because you don't want to bring down the mood. You want to enjoy each other and like, and not just each other, but other people. And this kind of, like, it's not the time or place for doing that.
And where's your local in Monaghan?
Local pub in Monaghan is the Scarna Inn in Emmyvale, which is a fantastic pub, and they're great. great for bringing the mood up and lots of live music and stuff.
And would you share your issues with the barmaids, with the barman, with the lounge staff?
Not to hope in hell. That's not their problem. They're not psychologists. They're there to provide a service and we're there to enjoy their service.
All right, well, good luck to the crowd from Monaghan in the awards ceremony. Would you share your problems with the barman? Do you share your problems over a pint? Is it the best place to do it? 087 1400 106 Henry McKean, thank you very much. I understand you're a marathon cheering this weekend.
I am. My wife Helen is running the marathon, her second time running it. So we'll be cheering her on. I'll get the app. I'll try and figure out where she is, and then
Have you decided what spots you're going to be in?
Yes.
Will you tell her in advance where to look out for you?
I think I'm going to be somewhere around Castle Knock, also Walkinstown, maybe near enough to UCD, and then hopefully near the finish line, even though you're not near the finish line, so maybe the old school house. Any techniques or tips?
For what? For people cheering
yes.
on?
Yeah, whereabouts do you think?
Yeah, there's no great science to being the person yes. cheering on, Henry. You rarely need tips. You just cheer.
But you do you just need shout them to say, see well done. You need them to see you. And if the crowd's too big, they won't see you.
You have to plan in advance exactly where you're going to be, because they don't want to be. The last thing Helen wants to be doing is wondering where you are and using up emotional energy or mental bandwidth trying to look for you.
So you're saying stay at home?
Yeah, stay at home. Cheer her on the telly. You know, tell her you were there and say, God, you didn't see us. I can't believe you didn't see us. Are you going
to
make a sign?
Yeah, we've got a sign made. Basically, go, mummy, go.
Do you know what's a great sign the kids love for holding it is ones where it says, press here for a power up or something like that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and the kids, people will high five it
like
that.
Or a high five
or
sign.
Or the further you go along, if you are around UCD, sorry, we're going to go down a rabbit hole here and I'll get into trouble with the producer, but bring some jellies. A little bowl of jellies or some chopped up oranges or something like that. Yeah. Oh, they're godsend.
Yeah, and there's Hollywood.
A little bit of food.
Hollywood is running, so Colin Farrell will distract me, but I'm not there for Colin. I'm there for my wife.
Yeah, I should hope so. 087 1400 106 if you have a view on matters at hand, which is whether you would share your problems over a pint. Henry, thank you very much, and good luck to Helen at the weekend. Good luck to everybody taking part in the marathon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.